You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and Metzger.
Do you follow baseball, Craig?
I don't... What, is that the guy that...
The guy from the Mets who said... But I love this. He goes, I could be okay with a gay teammate, but I disagree with the lifestyle. What?
Really? He said that?
But, like, what does that fucking mean? I disagree with your... I disagree with your wiener in there.
Yeah, you can't say I...
I disagree with your wiener in there, too. I don't understand that.
I'm okay with it. I just disagree. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You're
like,
not
if
okay
someone did... If I did get a nice fat cock in my butt, I go, I disagree. It doesn't agree with me.
I already got that great bombshell when we were at the media day a couple years ago for Super Bowl.
Oh, we up?
He asked that guy about the...
Oh, yeah, keep going. That's how we started the show.
Well,
Artie asked a guy on the... was it on the Patriots? No, the 49ers. He asked him, how do you feel about homosexuals? And the guy actually went off.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And Artie just kept the microphone up there like,
yes.
Holy shit, I can't believe he's saying this. Then Artie got banned from...
That was like Super Bowl weekend or something?
Yeah, it was media day.
Media day, yeah.
Artie Lang, yeah.
We were on the field.
What'd the guy say?
He didn't like homos. He didn't like homosexuals. That's what he said. Something real aggressive like that.
Yeah, and he was like, and it was almost to the point of like that guy from Stripes, like, any of you homos touch me, I'll kill you,
I'll
Francis.
Kill you.
Yeah, it was like that. It was weird. And Artie was just holding the microphone, going, "Wow, this is awesome." But then I guess Artie got cut from doing any other Super Bowl.
They banned them because the players don't know how to talk.
The players are talking. It's not, and they got mad at Artie, like they thought, well, Artie tricked them. But Artie just asked them a straight question that usually people will avoid.
No, that's tricking an athlete to ask them direct questions. You are tricking them.
Welcome to Race Wars, by the way. Welcome to Race Wars. We're back.
We're all here, and Craig, and plus Craig Gass.
This isn't much of a race war. It's like four white people.
Yeah, we didn't want a white guy.
It takes
you were
at
in
least
town.
Four just to
balance it out.
That's right.
I can take your side on everything.
Strength,
if
is that
you
a
want.
Joke?
No, but see, our race war is the human race war on itself. Mm. Craig,
okay,
that's what this show is about. We gotta start putting that on the race wars now.
It's an inner jihad.
Yes.
Not
it's not. Yeah, it's not.
Kurt is one of the most fascinating people in the world to me because everyone uses Facebook, typically comics.
Right.
We see a lot of other comics on our page who promote their gigs. They try to be funny. They try to be cute.
Yeah.
And they just try to push their brand. And Kurt genuinely uses it as an outlet to complain, real complaints.
Yes, he's grinding his gears. He's
real
his
anger.
Gears.
And
I'll tell you what grinds my gears.
He's grinding his stupid old man gears on Facebook.
There's my two cents.
It's fucking fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
He's a psychopath, Craig. Don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't. Don't encourage me. And also... here's why I'm not aware of what you're supposed to use it for. I don't read other people's... I don't care about other people's Facebooks.
Doesn't. He really does not.
I do. I mean, I don't want to hear their comments. I don't...
I even put up stuff on Facebook promoting Race Wars, our podcast. I got to call this son of a bitch. Like, can you like it?
I have to unblock him.
Can you just push like?
Share it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then,
share it, you son of a bitch. It's both our monies.
Yeah, I'm just muttering to myself. It's just that's all it is.
Well, it's incredibly honest, and it's fascinating to follow. I love watching Kurt.
Well,
and
we get a show from it. We're going to have a good show from this last thing because of my Netanyahu. Because I don't like Karen now. Does like shut up? But
she's
you don't like him either. But she doesn't like me talking.
I don't
about
like
a
you
jerk.
Talking shit. Number one. But yeah, I'm not crazy about him. But you know, he went to my high school.
Did he?
Netanyahu.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
He went to Cheltenham High School. Him and his brother, because they grew up a little bit here.
Really, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. They're like on the wall of our famous people. But anyway.
Are they? Right next to blues musician Smacky Waters.
Yeah.
He went to school too, Smacky.
Went
you
to
know
CHS,
Smacky Waters.
Yes.
All right, so usually when you guys start your show here at Race Wars,
uh-huh.
Top of the show, is it just something like you just jump in and it's just... It's
you jump
just,
in.
You just jump in.
Jump
and
right
it's
in.
Going.
Yeah, what I want to get...
The
can we
memo?
Get? Can we get the... or where's Fatigate? I want to get those comments from the last one.
Oh, from the Hot Tub episode?
Yeah, I don't have a personal SoundCloud account, but I want to read... almost like our mailbag.
Who listens to this?
Mail?
Is it Jews or like who's
kinds
the demographic?
Of I get and we got and you know what's cool? I'll be at shows where it's like an all white crowd and then black fans of the show show up and de-whiten up the crowd a little bit, which is kind of
important. Welcome.
That's kind of great.
I send them there for you.
Yeah, I do appreciate it, man, because you can't. Well, as soon as it's like all white, man, it's like a harder job for me.
Yeah, because they feel guilty. They feel like it's a Klan meeting. They in this sharing secrets, fucking old phase.
Did the show start out as an agenda to talk about specific issues, or was it just like, this is just going to be our podcast, we're just going to fuck around? Or did it start out as like, there's some shit we really want to discuss and get out there?
The latter.
Okay.
But yeah, we wanted to talk about like real shit and like real stuff and not be afraid to speak freely.
Was it an offshoot of conversations you would have at comedy clubs where you get in debates about shit and be like, you know what, we need to put this out there?
Well, Kurt got into a fight with one of the cooks, Muhammad, down at the...
I was going to say, I remember he actually did get in a fight with somebody. It was like an audience member.
It was
no one named Muhammad.
He gave him
a cup there.
He cupped Kurt's ear and popped his eardrum.
Fucked his, do you think he was intentionally trying to do that, by the way?
Yes. Of course.
Or do you think it was just a slap gone wrong?
No,
he was trying...
He was drunk. I'll tell you exactly what it was.
Slap's
he was drunk.
Absolutely right.
He thought if I ever get in this situation, I'm going to have my karate move ready.
Yeah.
You know all that shit like guys, bro, you ever get in a fight? Just stab him in the eyes with your thumbs. Yeah. That's, you know, like all that theoretical shit.
They don't
shit.
Tell you that there's more fight left after that.
Yeah. Right. It's seriously. So then he was like, just cop him in the ear and fucking put him down. That's the end. And then, it was a fucking, it was a whole thing. But he had to pay my hospital
Kurt beat
bill.
Him, though. Kurt beat him good, like a retarded boy left home from school.
Really? He hit you? So his first swing was the cup of the ear to pop out your eardrum, and then you started punching after that?
He actually hit him like this. He did one of these.
You were there.
I charged him like
a... He fucking pop and locked it.
I charged him like an angry Frankenstein. I wish I had the footage still. Yeah. I had it
you
on my
had
own.
The footage?
Yeah, because I was getting ready for a Fallon set. And I was recording my... nothing's worse than preparing for a clean set.
Right.
That's like the worst misery there is.
It's the worst.
So I was recording the whole thing on the little fire alarm in the cell. So you see this hilarious thing of the guy... You hear me get hit, and then you see me charging across, and you see us going back the other way. Like, and then you can hear the punching. It's really loud, dude. I didn't realize how loud it sounded or why it sounds that loud. But
well,
sounds
the sound
like,
in that room is great. The
and you deleted it because you needed space to film more sets?
No. I didn't delete it. It's just on an old phone. I have the phone still.
Oh.
Wow.
But I had to take it to the DA because this jerk-off called the cops on me after he got beat up. He tries to say I attacked him.
Right.
And so they arrested him because he's a moron.
Wow.
And so I had to go to the DA's office with the evidence.
That's a great thing
you
about
rape tech. Victim.
Technology today is awesome because of that. You can't, it's like people are getting put in spots where they can't lie as much as they used to.
Yeah.
And Google has almost canceled out your ability to just flat out lie about your life and about your
unless
shit.
You got a good lawyer.
Well,
I mean, you can
Google...
fuck with it too if you got enough money. Like, you can really clean up Google. It's
well, I wasn't
doable.
Thinking about hiding shit. I'm just saying, like when I was in high school, every fat guy I knew would sneak into bars, and their big thing was to tell girls, I play football.
Right.
I don't know why, but they would. I guess apparently that was like a big thing for fat guys that you could tell a girl in a bar, I play college football.
Right.
And girls would be like, oh, well, he's a big
I used to be in shape. That old.
He's a big fat guy. And
I like when you get those bouncers that are just like a fat guy with his sleeves rolled up.
But how do they clean it up now? How do they know if they play football or not?
Well, on that, I mean, I think she took what I was saying in a different direction. She was saying, like, you can't lie about your past. Because you can still find it on Google. I'm talking about guys who say, I'm something I'm not.
Right.
And then you can Google it. Like, in comedy clubs, there was a guy at a comedy club where I started out 20 years ago in Seattle who would tell everybody, I wrote for Friends. And then the one that always that set off everybody's alarms was he said, I headline the Comedy Store all the time. And it was like, headline? Nobody
headlines the
comedy
Store.
Yeah.
Like, in L.A. and New York, it's just a night of comedy.
Right.
Like, what do you mean?
It's
you
spots.
You went on last on the show.
So he had all these weird stories. And what's crazy, and I won't say who it is, but the guy lied. He always lied. Always
lied.
Is
it me?
No, but he showed up. He showed up one day in New York. I hadn't seen him in like 10 years.
Right.
And he was with a comedian we all know, a successful comedian, and he was tagging along with a successful comedian, and I was like, what? And then the successful comedian apparently had met this guy, didn't know him from anybody else,
right?
But he heard the guy's story, like, I used to write for Friends, I can write for you. And he was like, send me some stuff. He liked it, and he started taking the guy around the world with him to travel, and the guy was literally a homeless guy in Seattle.
You gotta have a hustle.
I'll tell you off the air because it'll pinpoint this guy, but it's
why?
Fuck it.
First of all, I'm like, what? Who travels around the world performing?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is
and
the
this
guy?
But it was weird because I've told people, like, I can't believe
I'm like,
he's the one with Russell Peters. So.
Yeah.
So was somebody with Russell Peters?
Rogel's
no, it wasn't Russell, but it's weird that you can actually lie until you get to a point where you meet the right person who believes your lie, and then they make you legit.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, they make you legit.
Yep.
That's how me and Caitlin got on this podcast.
You lied your way out.
A bunch of lies.
I'm fucking the guy on the podcast. No, you're not. I swear to God. And now you're fucking the guy on the podcast.
Yeah. There's just so much meaner involvement, and so I just don't even want to get into it.
I want to read. So we had the last show. It's not the show we did last week, but the week before, because we're like a week behind.
Although yeah, we might and plus you don't know when it's aired, so.
Yeah, but I want to put
say,
this
on
one
on the past episode, he really does not know
who
business.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't people give a shit that it was like up to the date. There's racism always. So I want to read the comments we got from our last Hatem episode.
Okay.
Which was about what?
And Hatem is a Muslim friend of ours.
Hatem's Egyptian.
Right. He was born in Kuwait, but he grew up in Egypt.
Okay.
He's in Egypt. Yeah,
and
I love him.
And he used to manage down at the Olive Tree Comedy Cellar.
He's a hilarious dude. So I always have him on because if I want to.
And he's promoted.
You know, there's Chapel Hill shooting. That they were like all these fucking.
The UNC kids got killed. The three.
The guy with
Muslims
like with the chin strap beard.
Yes.
And it was definitely over a parking space. The boohoo thing. This is what Hot Tim's trying to push.
It was not over a parking
space. Of course it was. Of course it was.
No.
Of fucking course. There's no evidence the guy had any hate issues.
Here's my
whatsoever.
Evidence. I'm from New York where people actually get shot over parking spaces. And I can smell them out.
So, one of those
someone used my life lessons.
You're both full of shit. It absolutely was what it said. But what is
thanks,
is
though.
These boohoo, the boohoo Muslim groups? Because this is what Hot Tem's trying to fucking put out. Like Muslims have more to fear than we do from Muslims. This is his, this is their bullshit they try to put out because they like to pose as a cringing minority.
Read the comment.
But right. You know what? I can see that argument because I can see that there are definitely some people who can openly hate.
Absolutely.
And it's accepted.
Where's the evidence? There's no evidence for anything except what it is. But what this is an opportunity to go, see, Muslims get hurt just as much. That's what this bullshit is. utter horseshit.
Read the comments, you animals.
Seven years, Craig.
So here's the first. Everybody shut up and let me finish. So here's the, here's the first comment from Todd Wood 7. All right, ready? You fucking dopes. You actually are trying to argue the FBI crime stats are not legitimate because blacks don't report hate crimes? Are you fucking kidding me? That is laughable. Stop tiptoeing around the fact that black folks.
Uh-oh.
Then wait, this is my favorite.
Uh-oh, slow it down now,
that
Kurt.
Black folks.
Because I'll kill the messenger, motherfucker.
Uh-huh. Hold on, let me finish. Yeah, folks, I am Southern.
Nice. There we go.
Are way more racist than good old whitey any day. And you don't have to be supported by a power structure to hate another group. That liberal bullshit makes you want to punch a statue of John Lynch.
Oh, he's on your side, Kurt.
Yeah, good. So I'm glad he's on my side.
You can tell he's on Kurt's side because he's a fucking maniac.
Well, I like he goes.
Didn't
like,
Kurt start out reading it with hate in his heart, like, and then realize, oh, he's on my side. Yeah, I like him.
Oh, but here's what the argument was. Because Hatem, while they were boohooing about this supposed hate crime shit about Muslims, which, by the way, America is very fucking nice to Muslims outside of the ones we put in Guantanamo from other countries. In America, the average American, very tolerant. Okay?
Yes, they hug in Muslims. Fact, everywhere they see Muslims,
in fact,
hug a Muslim
not only
day.
Tolerant, if the situation was reversed, if you were like a Christian or something in a Muslim country, you would have it about a billion times worse than any Muslim has here.
That's
a fact.
That's guesstimated. You're guessing that.
I'm not guessing
Snapple
it.
Fact.
You know what? Okay, give me an example of it. Give me one
okay,
example.
How about in Egypt where before ISIS or anything was going on, they were burning down churches right and left.
They burned down churches in America. Now, show me something that happens there that don't happen here.
All right, well.
Show me something that happens here that don't happen
with
here.
The show.
I find myself switching sides as the argument is unfolding. I'm like,
Well,
that's why it's a war.
Okay.
You get to switch sides.
I'm literally the only one who reads any of this shit here. So I put out a fact.
That's not true.
Then I hear, shut up, Kurt. I ask God Tim if he knows people that were Coptic. They got mad and told me I made up the term Coptic.
I didn't
really?
Say that.
Who said that?
Sherrod and God Tim.
They go, I don't remember that at all.
Shut the fuck up.
He hears voices. Look at that.
All this would be a good time to go back and grab
whatever.
The audio.
You know what? This is just going to generate more comments for next week, so it's fine. So the argument was, the number one hate crime victims in America, number one, who out
gays.
by a factor of 10. No. Religious hate crimes. I don't know what the numbers are. Religious hate crimes, Jews. Jews beat everybody by a factor of 10. Everybody, okay? So, of course, Hatem can't accept that because he's a fucking... you know, sand heap. And fucking Sherrod wants to say it's black people. It's not. It's Jews, okay? So then,
black, well, some Jews are black, by the way.
It comes down on me the most, too. It's not two Jews are black.
No, many Jews. No, whole country of Ethiopia is fucking black.
So now they don't believe me. So they don't
the
believe me.
The original Jews are black, motherfucker. Then you see the
that
Israeli
was like four
episode.
Episodes ago,
do you realize this conversation has just made me think of a question that I actually just thought in my head? I actually just thought, who do I hate more? I actually thought that in my head. Like,
that's fair. No, that's
not even a question.
Watch your mouth, Craig. That's just out there. I'm going to say that it's women because every act of domestic violence.
I've never asked myself that question.
So these two, so the two of them. Craig, wait, listen. So I read the stats off the FBI hate crime stats.
Okay.
Fucking the two of them. Those aren't legitimate stats. Oh, where'd you get that from? I don't know.
I just
FBI.
Said, no, nobody's. I said, take it with a grain of salt. Don't take anything as the Bible.
If a white man says it, it's true.
See what I'm talking about?
All right,
what
so
I
this is
with.
The other guy. This
what
is
what I got to deal with.
So then he puts another comment. Why are Sherrod's comments always so predictable? I mean, you are a
really?
Funny big guy and brave. Black Comic Con Fox, amazing. But face reality. A white guy can kill a dark guy because the white guy is a murdering dick. Oh, the dude was a nut.
I know that. Mm-hmm.
He
was
fought
a
with
nut.
His
yeah.
neighbors for
I
some
agree.
Time and then lost it. He would have killed them no matter their color or religion. I love the show and heard them all, but gee, surprised me on occasion. And Kurt, friend me on Facebook.
Tell friend this dude. This,
hold
what's,
on.
This, what's his name?
The same guy, Todd Wood 7. And
Todd, you said some kind stuff, but still suck it.
Consider yourself friended, sir.
You consider yourself sucking it.
Wow. Yeah, but yeah. that's what I said. I'd say he would have killed them no matter what. The evidence that it was a hate crime.
So you saying if it was a three white people, he would have killed them the same way?
Yeah, here's the evidence.
Came in there and shot him in the head.
If he had an ongoing dispute, and he's a gun nut. And gun nuts like to solve every fucking problem
with
guns.
So you think that he never had a dispute with a white person before in his life? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is he didn't kill them because they were Muslim. The evidence that he did, this is what they put
so
out.
So why didn't he kill anybody
you
else that he had? Why didn't he kill any white people that he had beef with through
you
his life?
You think this was his first parking dispute?
Listen, yeah. listen to me.
I don't think
the evidence that it was he killed them because it was Muslim. Here's the evidence they put out. His Facebook page had anti-theistic remarks. If you look at his fucking Facebook page, it's the most fucking we can all get along.
I didn't say his Facebook page was angry or nothing. It was yeah. But that's,
you're just going because they're Muslim and he's white. It's he did it because they're Muslim.
So
that's your evidence.
No,
right?
I said he killed them for one because he's a psychopath.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And he's a murderous bastard.
Right.
Who shoots women in the face? Women in the face.
Right.
And for two, he got pissed off because maybe he don't want other people living in his apartment complex. So maybe he had a beef with them over parking spots because they look different than everybody else. I'm sure other people parked in that fucking parking spot.
No, it's his neighbors. It's a fight with his neighbors. Well, whatever.
But he got a bunch of neighbors.
Listen,
he got a bunch of neighbors. It's a whole apartment complex.
Listen, I read the article. I can't have these arguments when I'm the only one that read the shit.
I don't care.
Like, do you understand? Like,
I already read all
Caitlin
the shit.
Caitlin hasn't read it.
I spoke
you
about
haven't
it on,
read it.
I spoke about it on three or four TV shows already. Same
I know.
Shit.
Isn't that frightening?
Read it over and over again. Over
isn't
and
it
over.
You don't have to know shit. All right. Hold
I'm just saying, like, in your relationship, have you become a better arguer now that you've been with Kurt for 7 years?
Because
like, she's a good arguer to begin with.
I mean, I was always wonderful.
The question is, are you a better loser? Lose and still roll with it. That's the fucking question.
No, and, I cannot lose and roll with it. But I just, it's like I have a thicker skin now and I'm more of a, like, what do you say, psychomaniac, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have to, like, not, I mean, look, I'm not saying, like, he made me a different person. I'm just saying, like, you, like,
oh
we're very similar. I was only 21, so I kind of grew
wait, listen,
into
we had
a,
we had the cops
a crazier
come to our
person.
House. We fucking got
oh
like
God,
a loud
so
verbal argument.
This was like 2 days ago.
What?
What? Yeah. We were
what?
Fighting so loud.
About what?
We were
what
about. He made some comment about my fucking eyebrows that made me so upset.
Uh oh.
And he wouldn't back down.
The pain's still there.
Here's the real part that was wrong right. was how much he wouldn't back down from the eyebrow thing. So we
he's a maniac. Proud. He's just he's out of control.
So some people are so rude. So then we argue really loud, and I go go fuck yourself, and I grab the dog. And I'm like, I'm taking the dog for a walk.
Right.
Walk around, come back. I hear voices. I thought he was like buying drugs or something. Like I thought,
right.
I thought it was friends or something.
Right.
There's cops. First of all, I'm terrified the dog's gonna bite them mm-hmm. because he's like that and he's a maniac.
Right.
And it's just the most. And they go, we just saw you out there. And I was like, just walking. So the cop, but we've got this kind of like long, disgusting, dirty hallway coming into our apartment before you get into the living room.
Right.
And the cop kind of like, so I was with him just like for 2 seconds. He goes, are you okay though? Really? Are you okay? Like looking for, searching my face for signs of a black eye or abuse.
Ah, I would have
oh
said, lock
God.
Him up. Lock him up, officer. Yeah. Motherfucker put his hands on me.
Little does he
he's
know,
crazy.
I hit her with a phone book, so there's no more.
You should have got his ass locked up.
Oh, how embarrassing. Yeah, but we got to move. We just really got to move.
If anybody needs 72 hours in a clink, it's this thing.
Here's what's so embarrassing.
I had so much power for five seconds in my hand.
This is the embarrassing part.
With the cop?
Yeah.
We had a fucking, we live with fucking Dominican. The whole building's Dominican. So apparently we were so loud.
Yeah.
Even the Dominicans.
The Dominican people. My building, first of all, I wake up.
They was like, we can't hear ourselves being loud.
Yeah. I can't hear myself make rooster sounds.
These snitches, I can't believe they snitched on us. Somebody in our building got shot a couple weeks ago, and they called the cops on us yelling.
Really? Yes, good.
Yes, Whitey. Snitches.
All right, now, Whitey, you know what's the eyebrow comment? What's the eyebrow comment?
Because they think that I'm being murdered. Because we do good cop, bad cop.
It's only a matter of time,
we have a lot of problems with the hot water, and I'm the nice one, and he's the crazy one.
I saw him raging about it on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time, Karen.
7 years is a nice biblical number to not have been murdered yet. So,
what was the comment about the eyebrows? What was the comment?
Okay, so Kurt, don't say anything. So, he was away in Portland, right?
And I was in Seattle.
Whatever. I said hush. Okay, so. So he's away, right, on the road, and it's snowing, and it sucks outside, and it's the weekend, and I was basically kind of hanging out with the dog, waiting for him to get home, right? I'm all excited to see him.
You know,
and
I'm not. This ought to be good.
Shut up, Kurt. Shut up. Shut it. All right. So, in your words, shut the fuck up.
You're waiting outside to meet him?
No. I'm just waiting around the house.
Okay.
I demand to come outside.
Wow. I just said that'd be really
sweet.
I was
in a full burqa, just eyebrow showing. No. Yeah. I'm I have very blonde lashes and eyebrows, right? And very kind of like pink skin.
What is this turning into?
Come on, listen. I'm telling you, this is what happened. Okay, so I don't want to wear a whole thing of makeup on the weekend. I'm just hanging out. So I did my little eyebrow thing just to like feel like I did something, right? And I do my little powder, and that's it, like very minimal. He comes home, and the first thing he says,
I missed you.
Yes, yes. And he goes, would you do something to your eyebrows? And yeah. I know, Craig, it sounds like nothing, but you have to understand that it's something.
Definitely.
So we're talking. I go, well, what did you mean by that? And he goes, tell him, Kurt.
Yeah, I wanted to let it be. Okay.
No, you did not want to let it be.
That
you had a weird
like
look.
I think everyone in the room wants to let it be right now.
How I know you didn't want to let it be is then he was very nice to me. That's how I know that he did mean something by it. So he goes, what's up with your eyebrows? And then he goes, coming over to give me a hug. And that's how I know he fucking meant something.
Speaking of what he does with me, it's predictable for
him. Goddamn predictable.
Goddamn predictable.
Wait.
She took a Sharpie.
He's such a dick.
He asked you. He made such a dick.
Made a non-value.
It took me aback. You know what it looked like? Remember in JFK with Joe Pesci?
She hasn't seen
JFK, but she looked like Joe Pesci's character.
He's still going in. Look at him. He's so dumb. High-fiving fucking Craig.
Wait, I'm so confused. The story I heard
dummy.
He came home. You were excited to see him. Yeah. He said, did you do something to your eyebrows? And then was super nice to you.
Okay, I had some...
That's what I just heard. I'm sorry.
Caitlin.
Cut to the police.
I want to be on your team so bad.
Read between the lines. He came home and said, what's up with your eyebrows? Which, by the way, like...
Wait a minute. You just changed that sentence.
Kick-ass eyebrows.
You just...
Eyebrow game.
I love
eyebrow game on point, okay?
And I hate what Kurt does with his eyebrows.
If you're watching this live stream, where's the other angle? Hello. Can you see this right here?
The brows are popping. No,
eyebrow
they popping.
Game.
No, they on point.
Strong as fuck.
No, they on point.
Hold
they definitely on point.
It is on point. The whole thing is she was playing with her new eyebrow gun or whatever it is.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. But the thing that shocked me when I saw her, because she has blonde eyelashes, okay?
Right.
So
she wasn't wearing mascara.
So she was. So it was just eyebrow. And so it looked like.
Dark.
So eyebrows. It just took me aback. I tried to like get out of. You know what I mean? Like talking
son
about
of a
it.
Bitch.
I knew I fucked up even saying something.
No, yeah. I think you really worked
this
it out.
The thing, he noticed.
No,
he
Kurt.
That you did something different.
Kurt, I think you really solved it by calling a Joe Pesci.
That's such a punchable offense.
You fucking idiot.
Son of a bitch.
Well, but look, I talked
had
to
very,
Karen,
very, you know, face-defining, eye-framing, super on point. Strong-ass eyebrows, hello.
Whenever I say
and
Karen, I say your features. Your features
flawless,
is popping.
Natural-looking,
well,
popping-ass face.
Thank
so
you.
He was hating on my natural beauty,
this
and
goof.
I won't have it. Hey, I won't have it. I'm not a burqa-wearing whatever. I'm going to say some shit, and
thank
the cops
you.
Ended up coming, so what are you going to do?
Wow.
Please tell me you explain this to the police.
Please
tell me there's a police report that says eyebrow disfigurement.
I told them. The cops go, what happened? I go, we were just arguing really really loud. I'm so sorry you have to come out here. This is really embarrassing. Yeah. We're just, but now we're just yelling. That's it. And I walk the dog and it's over. We're is cool she... now. And he goes, well, what was the argument about? And I go, he said something about my eyebrows. And
you
the
did
cop
tell him?
Yeah.
It's not in the report, though. We have the report. It's
no,
right
I didn't write eyebrows
if you were,
in the report.
If you were black.
But I told him that.
I wish
you laughed
was in the
about
report.
The report while you banged each other.
If you were black, they would have beat both of y'all right there in your fucking hallway.
Yeah.
No, because real eyebrow problems.
We're very polite to the police.
Sure you are.
How white people are.
We're
no,
very
you're not.
Respectful.
Just
we
like you are with the super of the building. You're so
the
polite.
The super is fucking out of line. I'm nice to a cop. They have a gun.
Control the physics.
I'm the one who
I understand the concept
three
of
words
this guy
of
has
Spanish
a gun.
To talk to the. I know agua. I know problemo. I okay. know. Hello, no hot water. Like,
what about no rape? Hello, no rape.
Are you more on the sensitive side though? When he like, are you
when he's a dick? Yeah, I get a little touchy about him being mean to me.
No, you know, Karen's. I gotta say, of everyone I've ever dated. Because she had no boyfriends before me. This is like the good part
it's
of this.
It's not because of that. It's because I'm cool
this
as
is
fuck.
The good like, part.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no, no.
Tell him why I am
fresh.
How I am.
Yeah, I'm
he's
going
say
to
say something nice.
I'm going to say something nice if you will shut your woman
everything's
trap.
A backhanded thing about eyebrows. Go ahead.
Shut your fish hole. So here's what it is. It's a real nature versus nurture education about chicks.
Okay.
Because there's shit that I thought all women just do, which I now realize is because they have a history with a whole, you know, relationships before me. So she never got a chance to learn how to be... like a full-on cunt woman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She didn't have a chance to be respected, so you can,
can shit on her.
Thank you.
No, it's not that.
No tactical training.
I talk to Karen like she's my friend, so how I would talk to you, how I talk to a guy friend was how I talk to her. So sometimes with a girl, you can't talk to them like they're your guy friends.
Because then you realize there's a sensitivity involved.
It's a level of respect right. that I have is why I would talk to somebody with that insight, because I would talk to him that way.
Well, look, it's
or
not
you
just,
that way.
It's not just the no boyfriends. When we met, I was really young and had no prior, like I was so unformed, you know, like I was 21
yeah.
and he was 30, which is also a baby for a man.
No, you were
and
I was 29, but it was like the
well,
movie.
Well, whatever. And I was yeah. so... like I was a scared 21-year-old virgin.
Shivering.
So like,
I remember
no
a lot of shivering.
Baggage.
You were a virgin?
Yes. Yeah. Craig, welcome Craig. To the show.
Karen grew up like a...
That's how weird this is.
Have you ever seen the movie?
I grew up
hold
fast
on, listen.
And hard.
She met Kurt Metzger. Have you
seen and her parents hate him because he's not Jewish when there are real reasons to hate
yes,
him.
It sounds like the beginning.
Listen, let me finish what I'm going to say. Karen grew up like the movie Nell. If you ever saw Nell. Yeah.
I remember Nell. I never saw that. Water.
Yeah, her and her yeah. sister had their own twin language.
Water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bumba. Water.
She has Nell language. No, her parents like sheltered them, and they're like, so as a result, Karen never developed, this is what's good about
a
Karen.
A princess cunt complex, I guess.
Yeah, she only developed enough of the one like just women have in general, but
right.
she never developed the
yeah.
fucking real, yeah. you know. I'm a blah, blah, blah,
and
know.
I was so scared of dick that like I was not like I was just not capable of hooking up first and being friends later. I
and
was
don't
not
say
even capable.
It hurts looking to
and
hook
it's
up.
Not a bad thing. It's a great thing. Like we were actual friends who like hung out and argued and talked
yes.
way before any dating
really?
Anything.
They were regular Laverne and Shirley when
we,
they first
like,
met.
We're just
wait for how long
we
are you
used
together?
To skip down the street arm in arm. What's that?
How long are you guys together before you start like?
How
doing
long
it?
Have we been?
Before you start doing it.
Before you start. It was like a couple months, I guess, into
no, we
it,
went,
no,
like
it was
that.
Like a but you have to understand it wasn't like because we were hanging out as friends, there wasn't like a day we woke up and made it official. You know what I
right,
mean? Like
right.
it kind of developed. We picked Christmas as our anniversary because we don't really know.
Kurt trying to walk when around now like he's in charge and he's the strong part of the relationship. This nigga was smitten and didn't know what to do
like
and was open. His nose was wide open. Karen got his nose wide open.
My nose open?
Yeah, your confidence shot up too after her, nigga.
I'll tell you, no, you know what?
The black room energy. You had black room energy before.
How early? How
I'll
early?
Tell you what did shoot up is, because I won't be in like another, like if it doesn't work out with her, I won't get in another relationship like I was in before her where, you know, you get like low self-esteem, so you put up all this crazy fucking shit because
yeah.
you're like, well, who's going to like me
yeah,
if
totally.
I don't stay?
Right.
So... Now I don't have that, and it is from being with her, which is where I won't, like,
yep.
if I'm in a thing where I don't fully enjoy the person's company, there won't be any of where I just, like, deal with it because I don't want to be by myself.
That's how I feel,
you know, that
too.
Kind of
but you
cannot
liked her.
Be with
you liked her when
you
first met her.
A couple that just had the police called
what'd
on
you
a
say?
Relationship.
Yeah.
Kurt liked you when he first met you, though.
Yeah.
Did you like him? Yeah, we taught. I thought that he was so, listen, you got to understand, I was always a little weirdo. I was always a little nerd.
Don't say it in the past tense.
I'm a weirdo and a nerd. I went to NYU where I didn't fit in because I'm not, I just wasn't like that.
But you're not flirting? You're not like.
What do you mean, though?
Like, when you first meet, it sounds like you guys are buddies.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I was a waitress at the Comedy Cellar, and I used to hang out after work and get hammered, and we would just hang out.
Kurt buddied his way into the pussy.
Yeah. Wow. It actually worked.
High-fived himself with this puzzle.
But it didn't seem like an agenda kind of hanging out. We were just kind of hanging.
And the first time you guys fuck around, you guys were hammered.
No.
We were probably stoned, but nothing.
The first time we fucked around, your roommate and Sade came in.
Yeah, that's right. We've always had a weird
music artist.
Wow,
no,
Craig.
Sade used to work at the Cellar.
She's dating
Gary Goldman now.
Yeah.
But it was like a weird. And then,
she's my best friend, so it's not weird that we're always weird.
They all would watch each other.
Bestest friends.
Yeah, I heard you guys on Rich and Bonnie, and I was like, wow, I had no idea what the fuck was going on with those guys.
Well, we got a different girl that hangs out with us now.
I got bored with the dude that I was hanging out with.
But were you scared when you found out she was a virgin? Or did that keep you like, maybe I shouldn't even fuck around?
No,
with
why is everybody like...
Because I can't fuck with a virgin.
I'm not going to waste my life. Don't be with a virgin. They'll be really into you. It sounds fine with me.
I was so apprehensive and not non-committal. It just took so long for me to because it's not... A virgin is not necessarily a person who clings to ever. Sometimes you're too scared to be with anybody because it's been so long already. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I could... Obviously, I could have fucked whoever in college, not because I'm the shit, but because any girl can.
Yeah,
right.
But I was just nervous, and some part of me, even though I really just did not want to be a virgin anymore, I just wasn't capable of fucking someone that I didn't like. I couldn't do it.
You were scared you was going to break your pussy. You ain't know how pussies worked.
And guess what?
My pussy, do I need batteries?
Wait, hold on. Say what Sherrod's you just said, and then she just said, doesn't make sense?
What Sherrod said was you were just so afraid of dick. No, you said you were so afraid of dick.
I said breaking
her
pussy.
Breaking her pussy. And I was like, so you landed on Kurt? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, why not?
Somebody's awesome uncle. Somebody gets to hear this wisdom.
Wait, I don't understand what that. I don't understand what you mean by that because
Kurt has a reputation for having a huge dick.
Yeah, but I didn't know that when I had met him because I had just met him.
I understand that.
And
but
she don't know what a huge dick is.
Foreplay leading up where you could have been
when I say how inexperienced I was, I mean
Karen
the first time I didn't know what a big dick was.
Compared to what?
Totally. When we first started, I remember the first time we ever hooked up. The most basic meaning of making out of my bed, right?
Yeah.
And any adult, he immediately goes up my skirt and I flip the fuck out because that was too fast for a virgin.
Did you go
this?
Or
virgin.
No, Kurt.
Did a
Do you
lobster
remember
boy.
That, Kurt?
I've done that to men.
I did a lobster hand.
He lobstered me.
We eased
into it with a nice
lobster.
You
don't do a first date lobster hand? Is that what you're telling me? No.
I'm surprised you actually had the wherewithal to know say stop because sometimes
I only
a virgin
had the
just
kind of
gets nervous and you
stop.
Can tell this
well,
is weird.
Those virgins do not remain virgins.
She had her friends in the room.
My friends were literally in the room. I mean, it was a team effort for me to lose my virginity.
No,
that's not how you
lost. The grassy high?
Hold on.
It was a
What
process.
A great
stop,
sentence.
Stop,
it was
stop.
A team
Listen,
effort.
I tell you, you didn't lose your virginity there.
Yes,
you
I
lost
know
your virginity.
That, Kurt.
This is the best part. Lynn Coplitz's house when she was dog sitting for
Coplitz.
Oh, yeah.
God. That's a good
I've kept Lynn know that? For 7 years.
It's fun to fucking Lynn's house.
It is.
She had expressly told me, she goes, you can do whatever you want, but please don't fuck in my bed. Please. And not only did I fuck in her bed, and Lynn, I'm so sorry. I lost my virginity in her bed and fucked up her bed, fucked up her
Blooded
bed.
Blooded that out?
Blood.
However, I thought I was real cute and clever and I thought I'd gotten it all
Bloody
out
cute. Right?
But I didn't look under the sheets or anything so
no.
And I didn't know why she was mad at me from that point on forever.
She thought that you just got your period that's
on the pillow though.
No, you got it out.
It's a handprint on the wall.
Nothing could clean when I wrote political piggy on the wall with a handprint in blood. It still says that to this day, Helter Skelter.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would be mad, too.
knows, though, right? Lynn knows that you guys
Now she does, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Lynn's a huge fan of this show, so. All right, let me read this other comment from the last.
A lamp of hers broke is a whole thing.
Let me read this.
Oh, man.
Aldo
was there?
Aldo was the worst. He supervised, yes.
He didn't eat up the blood? What kind of dog is he?
He's such an asshole. He didn't help at all.
Now, hold on. Let me read the rest of the comments. The rest of these comments are people angry when fucking Hatem and Sherrod would not acknowledge acknowledge that Jews are the number one attacked people. By the way, do you know who most? Who commits?
Let me hear some strangers talk. Yeah, let me hear this.
Do you know, wait, hold on. Do you know who?
Let
mostly,
me open up my world to this.
Do you know who mostly hate crimes the Jews do? You know who does? Take a wild fucking guess.
The Jews? The no. other Jews?
No.
Their family?
The wait, what's the question? Who what?
About the biggest victims of religious hate crimes, the number one victims in America, are still Jews.
Of course.
Yeah. No, no. Well, the Tal HaTem
and
Sherrod.
And you think the perpetrators wait, who did of that I say are was? Muslims in America. Is
he
that,
said
is
black
that your
people.
Thesis?
But you said that's not religious.
I said,
black people are not religious. I said black people are the most discriminated, and yes, but not religious. Fucking
Jews are number one, and here's why.
That's not true. I said it's not true.
But you just, I said it's not just, true. You just hit on it is Jews get it, one, not only racially,
you said as any
but
group?
Also religious.
Because Jews, ain't, look, that's not their ethnicity.
Let me read the goddamn comments.
It's
and
false.
We'll
flog and mirrors, nigga.
I mean, let's say I do get the fucking
this
statistics.
Literally is a conversation that happens outside of comedy clubs like every weekend that I've seen. This is what's fascinating, that you guys figured out a way to do this on microphones and in front of cameras to broadcast out to people is fucking brilliant.
Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Fucking
all right,
brilliant.
Let me read this.
Thank you.
I remember having an innocent conversation with Sherrod, and I said something wrong. It was like 15 years ago outside of Boston Comedy Club, and you asked me something about...
You weren't wrong. They don't tip. You're right.
I remember I said something that Sherrod said, oh, you're saying that because... And I was like, no. And then I remember going down the road like, that's not what I'm saying. And I was like, man, this is crazy. Like,
so, okay. When
I entrapped
them.
Yeah. I entrapped
so this guy, Sam.
I remember entrapment very well.
Yes. This guy, Sam, says, keep Googling. Seriously, literally just before the cemetery incident, there was a quad murder. This is in response to when I was Googling the incidents of attacks on Jews by Muslim. Hatem's like, oh,
Google,
yeah,
sir.
He goes, keep Googling. Like, the info's not out there.
Yeah, right. Go to Google your leader, Google. He'll show you.
Anything white is my leader. Put that down. Write that down as the title. Anything white is good and true.
Don't put that foot in
the
title.
Great episode.
That doesn't ring.
Somebody said, great episode. So, cool. Good comment. All right, so Komar888 says, all worldwide religions all worship the same book told from a different religion.
This is his new Facebook, by the way. I don't know who put Kurt onto these messages.
This is
just
Kurt
hasn't
even signed into SoundCloud. There's no way he's going to find these comments on his own.
This is the fucking SoundCloud, okay?
I know, but whoever opened this world up to you,
right,
where these comics exist, you destroy Kurt.
Has anyone told Kurt about Reddit?
Shut up, Caitlin, with your condescension. We got to really give Caitlin... Get a burka on for next episode.
It's Libra-centric.
I want Caitlin in a burka before I get condescended to by Caitlin one more time. Holy shit. Wait, all right.
Read
never it. Mind. I'm just going to ignore it. All worldwide religions all worship the same book told from a different regional perspective. Pretty simple, yet hard to understand. I don't really understand any of that. That is the problem with organized religion. The majority of the world taking one book written by men as the final word as how to live their lives. A book written by man, no matter your faith, should not be something you hang your hat on, since it was written by man. After all, the only word that is infallible is God's, no matter which one you pray to. Therefore, no man can say what God thinks, because God is a being that cannot be defined by words. What? Any religion that preaches they're speaking for God is not only lying to themselves, they are lying to the masses and the intention to control said masses.
Yep. If you say you're talking for God, I say you're a bullshit artist.
It's like, why don't
God
you just...
God speaks to me directly. And he said he don't like you. Never, he'll know you. Like, stop mentioning his name.
The thing and then he goes, maybe not all religions. Buddhism and Hinduism kind of got their own thing going on as far as major religions go. This I love, where the idea that Buddhism's the one nice one that's not... The people tell you, like, well, Buddhism's good. They don't have a fun. And then go to any Buddhist country around the world and they're killing people exactly the same. In fact, the Dalai Lama, I don't know if you know this.
Here you go.
Richard Gere's precious Dalai Lama has issued fatwas like a fucking...
Really?
Yeah, against the wrong kind of Buddhist.
But fatwas is different for Buddhists. It just means a party.
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
You know, people say free Tibet.
I've never heard that before. Anything.
I know, because people are dumb.
And is Sherrod onto something? Does fatwa actually mean something else to a Buddhist?
No,
that
it
could
doesn't.
Be a milder.
They don't
maybe just like you just don't acknowledge them or
before,
something. It's just
before the Chinese came.
Like, yeah.
This is race wars, not fact wars.
Yeah. Before the Chinese came, okay. To take over Tibet. This is why Tibet
awesome.
Should not be free. They were a scumbag theocracy with slaves and fucking all that fucking shit. There's free Tibet means
it was a lot like America.
Return it to a dictatorship that it was before the Chinese liberated it from these asshole monks. Like Beastie Boys are morons. All right.
Does any one of these podcasts...
No, that don't necessarily mean... That don't...
Tibet was a shithole before the Chinese
But you can still be
it's
your own shithole than somebody else being a period... imperialism shithole on.
Does any of these podcasts end with you two looking at each other and going, "You know what? You're right. I'll see you next Thursday."
Yes. We end in a smooch, a long embrace, and a watery smooch.
Hold on. Kurt reminds me. This is Ghostman 2K. Uh-oh. Kurt reminds me of the lady from the Fat and Back show on TLC. I don't know what that is.
I have never heard.
Yes, the fat one that I love.
Just as she was so bent on shaming fat people, Kurt has a thing for
big
crapping.
Fat fabulous. What girl?
Kurt has a thing for crapping on religion. So fair enough.
Yeah, he loves it.
He's relentless, and it's kind of sad. Why is it kind of sad? Because I would be religious if it wasn't sad. I just want to pat his head and ask him about his. I love the con. Who wrote this? Caitlin under the name Ghostman. I just want to pat his head and tell. No, listen, dumb shit who believes in religion. I'm the one who's smart, and you're a fucking moron.
Kurt is so
fucking believable.
Here's the thing with Kurt, though. Kurt is so anti-religion that it's his religion to be anti-religious.
Yeah.
Not even at all.
His obsession.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard.
He goes to the church of anti-religion.
Do I? So what are the religious things that I cling to? How is it like
religion? Bashing
religion. That's not a belief system, Sherrod.
That's your belief. Your belief is that you don't believe in any of that belief.
It's an obsession.
I don't have beliefs. Here, I'll just clear up.
A preoccupation is not the same as a dogma. What he's trying to say.
Thank you.
True. Oh, yeah, but it's so what?
Right.
But religion is dogma. That's what it is. You have to believe this, this, and that, or else you can't be it.
Listen, I don't have a dogma, and I can be talked out of any of the things I say. For example, when I was dead sure black people all are afraid of ghosts, okay? With Sherrod. Sherrod took exception to that, okay? And I said, okay, fair enough. All
like,
black
what
people ghost? Are afraid
what,
of ghosts.
Why would you believe that anyway?
Because of watching the show Fear Factor.
You saw a black guy
have
who was scared of ghosts?
Have you ever seen Fear Factor?
Yes. Okay. I remember it.
So
any prank with ghosts.
So let me get this straight.
The best people to trick are black
so
people.
I just want to understand this. I just want to understand how your brain works. So if it's a black family in a house and a little kid gets scared, daddy is a ghost in my closet. No one goes in the closet and looks at it. They move.
Thank you.
You're an idiot.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
The father goes in there and say, no, it's no ghost. There's no such thing as ghosts.
I think Kurt might have based it on a Martin Lawrence routine.
Things like that. Who told you that? Aziz?
Only
afraid of ghosts and magic.
Here's what I believe in my heart, okay? The only black man not afraid of ghosts was Ernie Hudson in Ghostbusters, and there have been no others since then.
Well, apparently the industry was scared of him because he's signing fucking headshots at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Is he a ghost?
His career's a ghost.
This is from Glenn Desmond. Jesus Christ alive, the stupidity and ignorance being meted out on this podcast. I was hoping I would have a new weekly listen. Well, first of all, why wouldn't you? Number one, guilty as charged.
Every one of these emails, man, every one of these comments are people who are clearly obsessed with this show to begin with. And they're obsessed with being angry at you.
Angry or happy, you're listening, we got you.
Yeah.
Well, I think people don't. A lot of people.
But we
want to
hear people's real thoughts. We want to hear what they're thinking. But Kurt, I'm scared that Kurt's going to be on here all the time.
I don't know of any other show where they go to the mailbag and answer every piece of mail by going, "Listen, you fucking idiot." There's no show.
They're PTI for a new generation, Craig. This is PTI.
Craig, it's a little thing called innovation. Okay.
Upon interruption, up somebody's ass.
And halfway through the letter going, "No, you fucking moron." That's
dude, having Hatem on is great. Like, I'm a big fan of Hatem.
Because it's smart stuff. That's why.
Because he's a funny dude, and then he's a Muslim, so I can get his. Because I want to set this show up with this fucking, oh my God, on my Facebook, this dude, Ari Temin, who's this Jewish guy.
Who's a Muslim? Who'd you say was a Muslim?
Hatem.
Hatem. Okay.
You don't remember Hatem?
I don't know. I'd have to see him.
You'd know him.
From the cellar.
What became of that
him?
Dude that used to travel with Chappelle?
Mustafa. He's still doing stuff. He's still promoting stuff and whatnot. He's still with Chappelle. I think they did the Beacon show. I think he was part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was still with Chappelle.
Wow. I think so, yeah. I believe so.
Hold on. Oh, remember when we had K-Bar on? He was saying black people can't get lice, which is not true, by the way. It's totally not true.
Yeah, I said it wasn't true that day.
Okay.
But I definitely high-fived them right in your white face when he said it.
black people do not have lice because their hair is healthy with oil in it. This is from KK78.
Thank you.
So most black people put oil in their hair, which kills lice.
Whoever this random person is out in the world, thank you.
White people also know about oil.
But then Mr.
Ghostface Killer 69.
Mr. Monotone responds, "Nah, bruh. some of my family had lice. So I guess that blows.
Yeah.
Fibonacci Siriacha says, this guy's an idiot. Black people can get skin cancer. That's true.
Yep. Black people, who said that?
K-Bar was saying that.
I don't think he said that.
Wait, do I got to play? Whatever, just listen.
I remember that part.
Do you get to say they can't get skin cancer?
Yeah, can I get skin cancer or something that K-Bar
We have it here.
I must have been rolling one when he said that.
When somebody talks shit to you on a social media page, do you are you able to let it go? Do you feel like challenging
people? Most times I let it go.
Yeah. Do you get
sometimes I just say eat a dick and block them.
It depends on what the comment is, but I like to draw people out if they're really... If they
got some educated shit, then I'll talk them out and say, come to the podcast, let's talk some shit.
Okay.
If it's an asshole.
Dumb asshole, I like drawing them out and saying, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't know you're an expert in stand-up comedy. Hold on, I'm going to create a whole new thread for you.
Well, we get shows out of it, dude. Like, this is me and Shaw discovered that early from people.
We try to bring it on a show.
Yeah, so my stupid Facebook just lends itself to that anyway because I can get people on. You know,
you actually get people that you've never met.
Oh yeah,
who are on your Facebook.
Oh yeah,
that's how I got on the show.
Wow. Yeah. Why were you fighting with Kurt about something?
No, he asked for somebody to fight, and I said I'll do it. That's what
I've seen. That
we even had somebody from Seattle. The guy Sean. What's he from Seattle?
Oh, do you remember his kid Sean Fleek?
He called in. Like
it was somebody that was mad at me on my Facebook about something.
Is he a comic?
Yeah. Portland or like a protester poet.
But then the other way you can go down here is just like suck a bunch of dick.
Yeah.
You could do the old Greg Gass method.
Yeah. Not a bunch of dick, just Kurtz.
I mean, I'm not smart or just funny, so
Kurt's
how do you think I got here?
Enormous fucking cock that
Kurt's
has an
cock.
Elbow in it.
Do you know on,
I put some elbow grease into this podcast, so to speak.
Did you watch Ari's show, Ari Shaffir's storytelling show on the Comedy Central at all?
I saw an episode. Is that the one that Jay was on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw Jay do the thing on that show.
Oh, yeah, he told a story. He told that dick story.
Were you part of that? No, that was it. That was all about you. That's right. Yeah. The big oven.
Well, he really exaggerated because he said they held my legs. They held up my legs.
That's an awesome. I cannot be in a room with other dudes with a girl.
Why not?
I can't.
What do you mean, fucking?
Wait, what?
Yeah, fucking.
Oh, I fucked in roomfuls of people.
Yeah.
Ah,
totally.
I could give a fuck. My dick
is like at the end of a set on stage.
Yes. Just
my boys.
We had trains in college. We all in the same room with like.
I
did that on the debate team. I was the only girl on the debate team, and so
really,
it's way too much freedom for
Did you really wanted to, you really wanted to win that argument, Caitlin.
Really?
Me and my boyfriend were into exhibitionism, so I'd suck his dick for an audience of my peers.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool.
You didn't have to.
And the other guys from the debate team tried to join in.
A few times. Once or twice.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. So the debate team ran a train on you.
No, that's not.
No, they
white.
That's hot as fuck, Caitlin.
More like a
give me a high five right
you.
Now.
But
can somebody yell four scores?
Like Amy. Something's wrong with Amy or whatever it is. You guys, you know what I'm talking about. The guy writes comic books and he meets this lesbian and then they start dating and then he finds out.
Chasing Amy.
So I did some Chasing Amy shit.
Something's wrong with Amy. Do you remember that show? Something's wrong with Amy. She's a big.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, Jay would tell me stories and I'd just be like,
I
can't.
You so much.
And then Jay had some story.
We haven't talked about this.
No.
Jay had some story about a girl that he knew that was into. Fucking multiple guys at one time.
His mom.
And saying to the girl, and the line, it was the beginning of a story, but I thought, I don't even want to hear the rest of the story because the line was, do you want to get together and get some hero sandwiches and maybe do some fucking?
That's hilarious.
You want to get some sandwiches and fuck?
I know the story you're talking about.
Hilarious.
Oh, that shit's hilarious.
Wait, you know
you and I have heard it too.
You
I want to
get some hoagies and bang?
I think it was hoagies.
Oh, it was some Philly shit with that chick that he was banging from Philly. Remember, we saw the video.
Was it the one who was saying
was video?
Who added
a
video?
Jay fucking?
Yeah,
was it you lose the bet?
Fast forwarded though.
Was it the girl? Was it the girl who added a B at the end of all the words? Like she would say, "Ooh, I'm gonna cumb." I'm gonna come.
She had a real Philly thing.
Hold on.
That's too funny.
That is Jay's old girlfriend when I first met him.
Yeah.
Who was like pure uncut Colombian white trash. Like not stepped on one bit.
I think it's when I first met you too, because we were watching that video together on his old school cell phone.
Right.
And
it was an audio tape.
It was an audio. That's right. Yeah.
Recorded herself masturbating.
Yes, for him to listen to when he was on the road.
He is so
it was something
to
keep him company.
I've done that.
He is so hot. Did she use a drill bit? Did she have a drill bit?
Dude, no, this is the best part.
He's so radio.
He doesn't have it anymore, girlfriend. But this is the best part of that tape. Because if you watch a Kroll show, you know the Pennsylvania accents they do with Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
She had the thickest fucking outside of Philly accent.
Really?
She's like, yeah, Jay, yeah. I'm going to get some water, and then I'm going to fuck it. And she's just like, dude, her fuck. We laughed. Oh, my God. We fucking cried. He would play this thing in the car. We would just be in tears, dude.
You know what
Yeah, Jay, yeah.
You know what I felt really?
Just blasted. And then he had video of her masturbating.
God.
She was sitting on she was sitting with no pants on her carpet.
How did this girl look?
With like a Captain Crunch stuck to her pussy. Dude, we would laugh. God
damn.
Like,
that's my lollipop ring she was, that I have,
you know what?
On the ground.
She was cute, but she dressed like a straight-up wigger with the really pulled back hair.
Wow.
And the hoop earring. You know that?
That's not a wigger on a girl. That's
she dressed
chola.
Like a hip-hopper?
That's straight-up chola.
No, it was 90s, like a puffy jacket,
okay.
Hair pulls.
Not flattering.
Remember,
nobody
has
a forehead
on
that
anybody.
That good.
No, remember J.B. Smooth used to have that joke. He goes, "Your forehead's bleeding." Let your forehead like. She had that where her forehead is like fucking just being pulled apart. But she was a cute girl. She just had that horrific style of South Jersey. Like you need to whiten it up a little bit.
There was one thing that Jay had that I felt guilty for participating in and laughing at because he was getting hit on by some girl.
Jay Oakerson, listeners.
Who was. Really overweight, and she was like, "You are so hot," and he's like, "Yeah, send me some pictures, man." You know,
right.
And she's
a
mess. And she started sending him pictures, and he goes, "That's what I'm talking about." And then send more. And then he took all these awful naked pictures of this enormous girl and showed it to all the comics. Like, look at what she sent me. Yeah, and I felt bad. I was looking at it going, "Oh,
well,
man.
She would never know." So as long as he didn't post them somewhere and say, "Look at this whole."
This was in
still a violation.
Hashtag
poor girl. I feel for her. Yeah. That's not
this
cool.
This was in fucking. That was a long time ago.
That was around 2000.
It wasn't like you could. It wasn't in the days of you could post a fucking thing.
Yeah,
on
It was definitely.
But
like,
by the way, posting online. Just one thing: showing your buddies naked pictures, which you're fucking obligated to do that.
I've done the same thing with dick pics.
Obviously, girls do the same.
Yeah. What girls care about, and correct me if I'm wrong, is how you look in the picture. So obviously,
if
you
look hot, I would fucking murder you for showing an unflattering picture of me.
If you're squatting on a toilet, you don't want that picture.
Well, not necessarily. It's about my eyebrows mostly and their presentation.
Fucking eyebrows, Jesus Christ! Now we know why she's so sensitive.
If I look hot in a shitting picture, then by all means, show your friend. I don't give a shit. If I look hot, then great. If I look gross and stupid, then don't.
I remember Kurt showed me a picture of you when you were sick with the flu, but you was naked and you was unconscious.
My Cosby picture.
That's hot.
But I feel like there's a point in the sexting process where both of you are so turned on that your judgment is a little bit fucked up. Like, just like straight on pussy shots or unflattering shit or like whatever it is. Where I feel like those pictures... You shouldn't show, but they're like the really cute ones.
Right,
ones
you just like send me a picture of you right now.
Yeah.
Like, and then you send a picture right there, and it's like,
and
fuck yeah. And then you send,
much fucking like sex hormones pumping through your brain that you're like practically
you're
drunk.
Just beating
like,
off and tapping. Yeah.
Sometimes you get good ones.
Yeah.
But I show
Wait, what? What
I show them to.
Where am I?
If somebody sends me good ones, I show them.
Stay for the last 10 minutes, folks. We're going to end in a circle jerk here on this show.
Just so everybody can hear this, if you send Kurt, ladies, wait, please do, but if you send him. Any naked picture, I am going to see that shit, yes.
You should.
Because I got some cool
fans.
We're
going to bond over it. It's going to be a fun thing for both of us.
Are you a little judgy? Are you like super judgy with the naked pictures?
I'm cool about it. Listen, I don't have a thing of like he's going to go fuck these women.
No, not jealousy. Like,
but no, but
she's not cute.
Yeah, she's
like, yeah.
Obviously, we endless, like, well, we're, you know, friends, so.
Karen usually say, oh, she could take a punch.
I'm not mean. I'm not like a mean person. I just like to see the pictures people send.
But for girls, it's a little bit of a different thing. For a dick pic, like it's not as hot to you as anything of
depends
a naked girl.
Depends on the girl,
dude.
Depends
on the dick pic. Yeah. I got one,
yeah,
the hottest. It wasn't even sent
you got
to me.
It. Girl, so you got
I asked
what
a girlfriend of mine to send it to me.
Oh, so you got it.
Her phone.
What was so hot about it?
It wasn't his dick. It was like the outline of his dick in these like tight, like,
oh, yeah,
drawers,
that was
and
a
he was
pick.
John Hamm. It was
like,
a John Hamm
shot. Cut and the shadowing. It was like,
stop, my mouth is watering.
Well,
oh,
you know
my
what's
God.
Better?
It should have been in an art museum. I love this picture. Yes.
Wow.
Can you stop getting Sherrod off with your mouth?
Then what happened? Was it Ramon? It was definitely Ramon.
Dim the light.
Oh, hold on. Karen, you remember the bet? This is the best dick pic ever.
What?
Okay, remember Stevie that used to work at the cellar?
Stevie. I feel
you
like
know
I know
Stevie.
That name.
Oh, the girl?
Enriquez. Yeah, she's
cool. Yes.
Okay. Sade had a phone that I guess belonged to her sister or something.
Okay.
Stevie's sister.
It was, yeah, it wasn't okay. Stevie, it was Stevie's sister. Okay, so Sade had a hand-me-down phone.
Okay.
We were all hanging out at our old place, okay? And Sade gets a text. I guess some guy used to see her sister.
Right.
Decides to send this dick pic.
Okay.
I think Sade was annoyed about it, too. But the picture was so goddamn funny because it was a stool. It was like a dark room. It looked like he was where you take pictures in the mall. That, like, backdrop kind of thing.
Okay.
And it was a stool, and he had one leg
up. Oh, you mean like a photo booth? Is that what you mean? Like
no,
a...
like the, you know, a laser background.
Oh, like glamour shots?
It was like a glamour shot? It looked like a glamour
like
shot.
Picture day.
And he's naked.
So, there, no, you don't see him. You just see the stool, the bottom half of him with one leg up on the stool. Like he's got a little captain in him.
Right.
Like that commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just his hog, like, laid out. So, like... One leg's down, right?
Yeah.
Right? And like one leg.
And the dick's down. Hanging out.
And the dick laid across the stool like a fine, like fine dick
oh
on display.
God.
Nice.
It made me laugh so hard. This guy just took the time to do this.
That is
and
amazing.
And then sent it to Ron. And she, he goes, oh, sorry. He didn't realize. Went to. He wasn't sorry. He took a lot of time.
No.
To take that.
Nobody
picture.
Prepares a shot like
money.
That and yeah. apologizes.
Dude, if you could,
I've heard.
You remember that? It looked like it was great. It was like an arm laying on the stool.
I've heard over the years about guys who are like, I got this one buddy who's got such a huge dick. He's always pulling it out at parties. And I always think like, I wish I could have.
Oh,
that
I pull my
special
dick out of all the time.
Attribute to be able to just pull
to.
It and put it on a table and just be like,
well,
hey,
I don't know,
here.
As a woman.
Whipping your dick out at parties is not, however, a special attribute. That is horrible.
I agree. But I'm saying
young
not, is
fun. It's not the big dick
when
people
you're
would
young,
judge
it's
you
fun.
On.
Right. But I just think
it's a fun, stupid thing to do when you're 21.
Yeah, everyone
would
remember.
Going through my
we
Rolodex.
We all whip our dicks out.
You know, fucking, I don't know, friends with benefits, one night stand, like who do I want to invite over tonight?
Right.
There's such a thing as too big and too tired.
Of course.
Absolutely.
We started this whole Race Wars podcast with me putting my dick on a Kurt's shoulder.
Oh, really?
Didn't play the N-word.
Oh, do we have the song somewhere?
There's a song about
you
know,
Sharon's dick
on your shoulder.
No. Actually, hold on. There's not, but now that you
I need
say
to
that,
catch up with this show, man.
No, wait, Craig.
Yeah, man.
Let me explain it to you. Let me explain the thing. So instead of saying the N-word, okay, which is what people say. In fact, we'll do the ceremony now.
We found the song.
So we openly say the word if we need to talk about the word.
But I heard little, say nigger. We just say nigger. We
yeah,
say
we
mad.
Did a little
we
ceremony.
Say words. We say words on
and
the
after the ceremony, it's okay to say it.
Right. Yeah. So the ceremony idea was Sherrod would lay his dick on my shoulder. Okay.
Right.
We'd play this song. Is it, where do I get it?
I oh, grant him. It. I'm knighting this, him. It's a knighthood.
I heard.
Yeah, like you're getting knighted.
Do you remember my first time and you had to hold my hand?
Oh, yes.
I was sweating.
That's right.
The first time what? That you were on the show?
No, the first time I said the N-word.
Really?
Into
oh.
a podcast. And,
yes.
and Sherrod held
she
my
was
hand.
Nervous.
I was
you know,
sweating.
Really?
I felt sick to my stomach.
Doesn't that
it was
sound
such
more,
a violation.
Doesn't that sound more racist than me just
yeah.
feeling
oh,
nothing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember when
you sang it like Christmas
well, ironically,
morning.
Ironically, I had been saying nigger for years.
Wait for the ceremony.
No, damn the
ceremony. When I think of that word, I think about how I heard it screamed out outside this front door
right.
one night. I for some reason, every time I think about that word, I think about how one night Patrice, I think you
uh-huh.
and Todd Lynn
okay.
and a couple guys were giving a white comic a really hard time. And I don't want to I don't want to be that guy who's like, I'm not going to say his name. Yes!
what is this shit of not saying the names? Say
yeah.
the fucking names.
Kurt, not all of
I just
won't
because.
Hold on.
That.
You know what, dude? We can just beep it. We can just beep it or
okay.
take it out. Okay,
so we all I remember being outside, and for some reason, you guys were giving such a hard time that
okay.
he was actually getting
for
flustered,
some, wait,
which
just,
I thought was weird because comics give each other a hard time.
Right, right.
Hold and on. Then, for some reason, number one, he called himself the that was his official name.
We went out. You guys went outside, and you guys kept poking and poking
right.
and poking. And he just turned around and said, "You're all
hold,
a
stop,
bunch-
stop, stop.
Yeah,
let's do the ceremony.
Yes. You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
No,
that.
No.
And then ran.
Don't
yes.
pause
ran,
the story.
Ran
okay, okay.
Pause. Okay. So Craig, here's the deal. Cause see how you keep going. The word. Me and Sherrod both, I think, on the same page on this when we invented the show. We fucking hate that. You know?
Yeah.
Just say the word that
we're
you
we're adults.
Heard. You're a witness to a thing that happened.
We're adults. We can
but
do words.
I understand some people are hesitant. So we have this ceremony, okay?
All right.
Okay.
So I grant
I'm just for saving time purpose, I'm just going to put my hand on the table here.
I'm going to okay. get up. I'm going to get up for this. I'm going to get all up for Craig.
So
put it on your goddamn show.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, cameras in there. Cameras
now, I know, Craig, you're going, why would you let Sherrod put his penis on your shoulder?
It's not what. I take that fucking
yeah.
shoulder.
Why would you allow yourself to be in that position? Just to say the N-word. Because it's worth it.
Come on.
Why? Because it's fucking
play
worth it.
Play a song.
All right.
Come on, Shifty.
Hey! Feel that black cock on your shoulder.
Is that what it is? Oh, it is that.
Yeah!
Oh.
Feeling it?
I have the power.
You have the power, nigga. All right.
All right, so it's the He-Man song. All right. So what did he say?
I got a half chub, by the
so
way.
So all those guys, chub. Everybody goes out in the street. They're all giving a hard time out on 78th. And he's flustered. And it was weird because I've never seen him so flustered. He usually, he'll throw it back. But for some reason, he's really flustered. And he goes, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. And they all smell blood.
Yes.
Right.
So they're like, Poke. And they're continuing to give him a hard time. And he just yelled out, you fuck it, fuck you niggers. And then and it was like, what? And then he ran.
He ran to Broadway.
And every black man at the intersection of 78th and Broadway chased him. And he ran.
No, I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
Really?
He fucking, he ran and just, he was like, oh, and like, yeah. I remember some what of the comics were like, what? And they and every black man at 78th and Broadway chased him as he
that
ran.
That is fucking hilarious. I didn't know all that.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I tell you what's so ironic about that, Craig? That is how I literally greet those guys when I walk in. So for him to say it and run is wild.
He lost it. He lost control of himself.
Because that's the old RoboCop principle.
But I like.
Yeah, listen. It's, I love it can happen to anybody.
He's a funny dude.
Yep. It can happen to anybody. And that's why we have this show, because we feel we'll have a good amount of like guests for whatever, whenever.
And definitely with that kind of pressure from us, all the comics and Patrice and all of us.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure on any human being.
Yeah, Patrice.
So we knew he would break.
Your heroes.
I remember early on when I first moved out here in 1998, I remember going to, I lived just south of the Boston Comedy Club. I was living with Mitch Hedberg, and I heard that there was a roast going on of this guy, and I didn't know who Barry Katz was yet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we're doing a roast of Barry Katz, so I was like, oh, man, I need to meet some comics. I need to be around comics, so I'm going to this roast.
Right.
And all I know is that this one big fucking dude named Patrice was getting upset because somebody was apparently doing their material.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And Patrice,
at a roast?
At a roast.
Blasphemy. Oh.
And Patrice is like, that's your fucking set. And he goes, shut up, Patrice. Anyways.
Wait,
yeah,
which roast was it?
It was
Barry Katz.
Barry Katz roast at
who, wait, yeah, was who was it? Wait, who was
I can't
that?
Remember who it was. I was honestly
that?
Can't
remember. I do kind of remember that.
And then, and every time he said another joke from his act, Patrice, and he was like, And the guy's flustered because he thought he was going to get away with this.
Right, no.
And Patrice is calling him out. And then Patrice, I'm sitting in the audience, and Patrice gets off stage and starts, and I hear him say, give me that. And he grabbed an old school New York phone book.
Right.
And he threw the phone book at the stage and tried to hit the guy in the head. And I was like,
wait, was
wow,
it,
man,
it's
people,
too funny.
Hold on.
People in New York are intense, man. I remember thinking, like,
you're not talking about Kevin Hart. It wasn't Kevin Hart.
No, no, no. It was a white dude. I remember it was a white dude.
They threw phone books at Kevin Hart.
Yes. Really?
When Kev first went to Boston, they were in the back throwing phone books at the stage for him.
I remember it being a white guy. It wasn't Greg Giraldo. I remember it being a white guy.
It wasn't, I don't
know. Maybe it was Kevin.
Hold on. How funny is that, dude? They threw phone books.
I remember it being a small guy, but I remember it in my head as like a small white dude.
You always give a white dude the role, Craig, in your head. Always just gonna brother out the story and give the white man a roll in your brain.
I can't remember.
Dude, Kevin, remember Kevin? They took his fucking, they threw his shoes out in the middle of the street.
Really?
The third night he was on the cellar, they held Kevin, just grabbed his sneakers and threw him into the street.
No, wow.
That's back when shit was wilder.
Yeah.
Oh, you might have been there for that.
I was there.
Kevin got fucking a good hazing when he went in. But he got in quick, dude.
Yeah, I didn't really know Kevin that much, and I would hear stories about him from Jay.
Right.
And then I'd see Kevin doing stuff, and I'd be like, all right. And I remember talking to promoters in some cities where I would go in and be able to get into like a small theater, and promoters would be like, yeah, we just had Kevin Hart doing an arena. And I'd be like, an arena?
Yes.
And I was like, wait, what's the name of the place? And they tell me, I go, the arena? Like I had and they're like, oh yeah, and
Kev's
I was
a
like,
superstar.
And since it's a promoter, right. I can ask, like, how much did he walk away with? And they would tell me, I'd be like, really?
Oh yeah, Kev's a rich man.
Dude, but listen, he was smart.
Well, that's obvious now.
Craig.
Like I wasn't paying attention. Yeah,
right.
I wasn't paying attention to what was going
on.
Listen,
fire.
I'll tell you right now, when we started, because I started with him.
Yeah.
He started the week before me, I guess, in Philly. Me, him, Jay.
Yep.
Who else? Oh, DeRosa's from Philly.
Yep.
And so Kev fucking took off quick, right? But with money and shit, dude, before, and when we were like really dumb, like we were still getting like dicked on our money by some fucking black promoter,
right?
You know, in Chester, PA.
Right.
Kev was getting, he got a college offer, and the guy, I can't remember how much he has. He goes, yeah, $30,000, I'll do it. Like, he was asking for $30,000, and he got it. I remember being in the car, and he got it.
Really?
Like, I wouldn't even have thought to get my $5 from the comic strip. That, you know what I mean? Like, he knew that shit, like, from the get-go.
I had a guy want to do an event. He wanted to book me for Canadian Football League. It was an organization's event they do once a year. And the guy said, we've had other comedians. And I go, well, what's your budget? And I always like start out by saying, what's your budget?
Right.
And the guy said, well, I don't want to insult you, but we usually have this one guy. And again, I don't want to insult you.
Right.
But and in my head, I was thinking, oh, he's probably going to say $5,000. I think he's going to say
no,
five.
I think he's going high.
And he goes, yeah, again, I don't want to insult you, but we usually pay this guy between $15,000 and $20,000. And he goes, I don't know, again. And I go, oh, I'll do it for 8 to 10.
You idiot.
You didn't do that.
I don't know
you
why.
You fucking asshole. You piece of shit.
Even as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, why am I doing
this? How not Jewish are you?
I'm usually so good.
Craig,
I'm usually
because you
so
knew
good.
It, you knew in
Karen
your heart.
Karen threw up in a mouth.
I just was so caught off guard by the number. I'm usually really good, like, no matter what the number is that you throw at
wow.
me. And I always tell other comics, when you negotiate, remember, the first offer they give you is always typically 60-70% of what they can actually
yes.
afford. So always ask for
you
more.
You went lower?
I went, because I was so shocked off. By that number that I went, fuck, just give me 8 to 10.
Oh,
did that hurt?
And the guy said, all right. Well, he goes, he moved it up and said, how about just 10? I go, sounds great. And
he
I go,
like,
oh.
just,
I go can you throw in an airplane ticket? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, all right. Oh, and probably a hotel. And he goes, of course, I'll put you up at the Four Seasons.
Oh, my God.
You just saved him $10,000.
I saved him $10,000.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
That's the only time I've ever done that. It's
that
the only time
the
I've ever,
story.
Like, been so caught off guard
oh,
by the number that I went down.
Oh,
yeah.
my
God. That hurt
yeah.
all of us.
It's going to hurt me
yeah.
all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you ruined my night.
I've got great stories, but that's my bad.
Wait,
story.
Listen.
This was the story equivalent of watching that guy Shoe Nice drink horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't even listen as it's happening.
Oh, yeah,
the guy what?
You know Shoe Nice, the guy that just eats anything on the internet. Shoe yeah. Nice. He before
is
he does
like
it.
Nacho from Wahlburgers.
Yeah. Before all he right. does it, before he does it, he goes Shoe Nice, and then.
But
he
like
fucking,
when he's doing it, you like can feel it.
Is
I always
black?
Throw
no,
up.
Please.
Well, listen, I want to.
That's what the
they
story
can look
was
up
like.
Shoe Nice on their own time. Yeah. Canadian Football League. Do you know people from? Because they're like smaller than American football.
Yeah,
but
of course.
It's a, Canadian football is a longer field, I guess.
Yeah, 120 yards.
Yeah. But it's not as big as but they have. So I ended up doing coke with this Canadian football. I don't know the player's name.
Okay,
I know he played for Toronto.
Okay. The
and
Argonauts.
I was in Ottawa.
Argonauts,
I was in
yeah.
Ottawa. Remember Buddy Bolton, who I haven't seen. Forever?
I
seen
Buddy Bolton 2 days ago. I went
Where?
To go shoot some shit with him. I was working on this animation thing with
Oh, okay. So Buddy,
I can't talk about.
Buddy's you know Buddy Bolton. He's a comic. He produces like animation now. A lot of
yeah.
like kid show kind of shit.
By the way, just as a little side note, I'm just remembering my one thing that I pushed for that I got super pushy about when he said $10,000 before I got the phone. I said, "That's U.S. currency, though, right?"
Oh my god, he's doing
that was
bits.
My that was
he
my
he was doing bits instead
yeah.
of taking money.
Yeah, that's no, but I was serious because I was thinking like, wait a minute, $10,000 Canadian will only be like $9,000. You and I was and that was my
you're
one
trying
big,
to mitigate the damage of
yeah.
how hard you fucked yourself.
He tried
like,
to become a businessman.
Yeah. I tried to tell
him.
You know,
it was such a fuck up. I fist fucked myself so bad. I was actually sharing it with other people. Let him laugh at it. I was like,
yeah.
I was caught off guard.
Yeah.
I was caught off guard.
Wow. Well, so listen. So
that's like saying to a girl, no blowjobs for me, thanks.
Again,
dude,
it was an anomoly.
It's worse than
it was an anomaly.
You know, just some teeth or some hand would be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't need all that. Just rake your teeth across it.
Yeah.
Just give me like a super long.
So listen. I go to fucking. We're in this animation festival in Ottawa because Buddy would produce these kid shows. So he brought me and this comic Tim Crumpier.
Uh-huh.
You know Tim Crumpier? He used to be a break dancer.
Really?
This is the first time I ever met him. He's a
okay.
cool, he's a cool dude, but
okay.
he doesn't know me from anyone.
Okay.
And we're gonna be sharing a room in Canada.
Okay.
Okay. A penthouse suite, which I don't know if you know the Canadian idea of a fucking penthouse suite.
It's in a basement.
Fucking adorable. I was on a Murphy bed and he was on in this like stupid their socialist bullshit idea of a penthouse. Like, ooh, the penthouse.
That's
oh,
awesome.
It's just
same as not penthouse.
A normal room. Yeah. So fucking So me and Amber Rose. So I get that night of the show. I want coke. This is like when I was really doing coke, really heavy, right?
Ah, I missed the OU.
And,
me
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And we fucking hey, everybody does, but we're gonna die.
Monster.
Yeah, I gotta deal with this motherfucker. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get coke up there, right? From all the staff at the club. They all have plenty of weed, but there's no fucking, you know.
Yeah.
And but they're really nice. Like, oh, we'll find you some coke, eh? So they do. Some guy from the fucking club finds me some coke.
All right.
And I'm like, all right, let's go do this coke. And all of them was like, oh no, we don't do that. Like, they just were nice and got it for me.
For you,
wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't I just sit and do coke by myself?
But you did.
No, I didn't, because I would have.
What did you do with it?
As I said, I don't want to do coke by myself. From out of the shadows by the club, some guy comes and goes, I'll do coke with you. And he said, hey. He did the Canadian. It was like, okay, I go, I don't want to do this by myself. He goes, I'm there.
And he
eh?
Floated right into the fucking screen.
Yeah, and he was he played for Canadian whatever league football.
No shit.
So I was like, oh, cool, okay. So he seemed all right, you know. So we went back
white.
To the penthouse.
That means white. He was white.
only person wants to do coke is me and this guy, okay?
Okay. And you don't know yet what he does.
We were talking. I find he's a football player. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
Let's do coke.
You don't know about football. Yeah,
let's
anyway.
Do coke.
Let's just do coke.
That's
yeah.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
So we go to the past. So
I'm in the Mexican mafia.
Lines.
Okay, let's do coke.
So it was, I mean, I wasn't expecting great coke. It was kind of shitty. I mean, it was coke.
By the time he gets to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going through a lot. It's been through a lot.
Canadian right. Coke.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Yeah.
No, not generally. No. So they're doing it, and he goes, hey, let's get some whores, eh? I'm like, yeah, let's fucking get some whores. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm on coke, so my dick's like fucking
right, yeah.
Just a
I'm
worthless.
I'm not going to work with you.
So that's how coke works. It's like, let's get whores that I physically can't do anything
can't
with.
Can't do nothing. You can have right. Mush, okay. A mushy dick
so,
against
but
them.
It's pretty late. Tim Crumpier is in his, I'd given him the main room, you know, bedroom.
The
part
headliner
of
bedroom.
Yeah, because I was going to do coke all night. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll crash out here.
Yeah.
I just go, so, and Tim, by the way, doesn't do this shit like that. He doesn't do coke. So he's like, seriously, you guys just doing coke on the... And he went in his room and closed the door.
I'll judge
so this guy gets hoarse.
That was judgy.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, but he's a good guy.
It's one thing for you not to do it, but mind your business.
He is a good guy,
all adults in it.
You're 100% right. It is judgy. But whatever. I know him now, and I'm good friends with him. So he's a good guy. It doesn't matter. So fucking the guy calls up this escort service. Pretty reasonably priced. $1.50 Canadian.
All right.
Okay. And before they good. Get there, I go down, knock on Buddy's door, and I go, Buddy, right. Give me. I know you got Cialis. Give me some Cialis.
Because
he's an old head. He knows how to fucking go.
He's
on
got
the road.
He got the dick equipment.
I go, yeah. So he gives me.
He's
Cialis.
Got the tools to get your dick up. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
He gives me the not Cialis, but the other one that might be maybe an automatic boner. It's
not
Viagra.
The Viagra.
There's
the Cialis,
a third so I pop it.
Echinacea.
I pop it. The girls get there. Yes, I believe it was a spoonful of mayonnaise. Was that what it is? This girl fucking, these two girls show up, okay, really quick after I take it, because
right.
It takes like 45 minutes to work.
Right.
Okay.
So it's not working yet. And then all of a sudden they both show up, all right? They come in, they're both pretty cute. One's cuter, he grabs a cuter one immediately.
Right.
Okay? The other one's cute, but I can't figure out why she's not as cute to me. You know, it's not coming to the mic, but all right, fine.
Penis.
Whatever, I'm on
she
coke.
Had a penis.
So he fucking starts plowing his hooker.
Right.
Oh, first he takes her in Tim's room. Tim's like asleep on the bed.
Why
okay?
Did he go in there?
Thought he could do
I'll
it
tell
quietly.
You why. He comes in by the corner. He goes, hey, we're going to fuck on the end of the bed, eh?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love this dude. Yeah. I don't know who this dude is. This dude is fucking awesome.
He was
level
awesome.
Of confidence.
There you go. You know what? He was pretty awesome. So Tim goes, get the fuck out of here. He kicks them both out. So he's like, oh, yeah, your friend said we can't fuck him. I'm like, yeah, dude. He wasn't going to say
that. Tim is judgmental, man.
So fucking.
This whore isn't here, man.
I mean, come on, man. We're comics. Like, all right. So he puts her on the floor. Okay, right. And start just fucking pounding her, dude. Like,
nice.
And meanwhile, I got coke dick. This shit has not kicked in yet.
Yep.
This girl's giving me a fucking lame rub. While she's doing that, I had offered her coke, hoping because if they do coke too, then you're like, oh, cool, they'll get how to work with coke dick.
Right,
like, if
the
right.
Well, she
right,
gets
right,
it.
Right.
She gets yeah.
Right.
She's been around.
And
a
maybe
while.
I'll get a discount.
You know, super Canadian. Oh, I just smoke weed, eh? Oh, of course you don't. So fucking So she's like pulling my fucking lame, limp coke dick, and I'm looking at her, and I realize she was a little bit heavier, but not bad looking at all. Just
right,
a little
right,
thicker.
Right. No
looked
shaming.
A lot. Look a more than a passing resemblance to my sister.
Oh.
Okay. Down to the fucking haircut that she had as a child when we were children.
See, I could have fucked
like
her.
A little. Okay. So not only am I
I would have still
I have a coke dick,
and I know.
But let me tell you something. Coke can deprave you enough that you can maybe just get through that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I have purposely looked up horse porn. You know, yes. Like women blow on coke, not by accident, premeditated. I want to see a human
but
woman blow a horse.
Why did you look at it again the next day when you were off the coke?
Well, that's the part I got to answer to Jesus for. Okay? The first part, of course, I have an excuse. The second part, yeah.
Why'd you keep going back?
There's going to be an accounting. There's going to be an accounting to Christ. So fucking... So, okay, so he's sitting here just pounding her. He's saying hilarious shit. He's like, I'm going to come on you. He says, A. Like,
I'm going to come on your tits, A.
He goes, no. He goes, let me come all over your face, A. She goes, no, no, just my tit. No, I'm listening to them argue this out while my stupid dick's like, ugh. Yeah. This girl's like trying to patiently. I'm like, yeah, like suck on my nipple or something while you do it. Like, by the way, I'm painting a beautiful picture, by the way.
It's amazing.
Fucking Tim is peeking because he heard all of this.
Right.
Okay, so
he's now Mr. Judgmental.
Peeking out with
and
a heart.
And you know what he's doing while he peeks through?
Jerking.
Judging me.
Was he judging a jerk?
He said it looked like a bird trying to pull a worm out of ground. watching this chick pull my lame dick.
Oh, that bird's never going to get the worm.
All right, so here's the most pathetic part of all. Oh, no, we haven't gotten that yet. So then he finishes off with his approved coming spot, you know?
Right.
Meanwhile, while this girl, half hard, while this girl's like kind of touching my nipple and going like this, I just go, blech, and do that stupid, like, coke dick half soft cum.
It's just warm all on your thigh.
Yeah.
Just a warm goo on your thigh.
Well, and so I remember balls. In my head going, well, that was $150.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So
nothing makes you angrier when you get a whore, a prostitute.
Oh,
and you got coke dick and you can't fuck them.
So she fucking.
They already there.
Whatever, we pay them.
Money spent.
They take their money. On her way out, she points to the pile of coke. Goes, that shit'll kill you, eh? By the way, I know people think I'm exaggerating all the A's here.
I think you cut back too many.
A fucking
prostitute told you.
She'll mm-hmm. kill you.
Be
eh?
Careful of your lifestyle.
Canadian prostitutes. That's not a wake up call. Wow. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Wow. And that was like, 12 years ago or something.
You ever feel guilty about hitting people up for coke at a club and you realize that nobody was into it, but you're so fucked up, you're just like,
yeah, that night I felt guilty.
I would never do
so
that.
So now the whore's left, we still got coke, okay, me and this dude. I'm bitterly, it's kind of thrown a fucking pale, you know, black kind of cloud over my night. Of I'm all high on this shitty ass coke and just had that pathetic, like, worm puke.
Yeah. And you're in Ottawa.
And I'm in Ottawa in the world's shittiest penthouse with some guy I don't know judging me through a crack like he's Norman fucking Bates and in this fucking weirdo. Anyway, the girls leave. 15 minutes later, my dick gets rock hard. I mean, fucking, it's just me, this good. Fucking guy,
good.
My boner, who's going to sleep. As that happens, I'm looking up online that you should never mix this drug that
with
I was
coke.
On with coke. You can definitely have a heart attack.
Say that about everything. Stop being a pussy.
Attack, well, now I don't give a shit, but the heart attack will strike in the height of your boner is what it's telling me.
That's the way
so
I want to
now you're
go.
Just waiting for the heart attack to kick
I
in.
I want to go with a hard dick.
Dude, I got a full-on panic disorder, and at this
of
point,
course.
It was the peak of it.
Of course.
So I start having... A fucking chest line of the worst panic attacks.
Oh, man.
Super high on coke.
Oh.
The football guy from Canada has to hold my hand.
Oh.
Okay? I'm sitting there going, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. With a fucking huge rock hard boner in my pants. Holding this Canadian football player's hands. The guy stayed with me.
I don't want to get a big
kick. I think we got a title.
He stayed
this
with
is
me.
Amazing.
He stayed with me until I calmed down. He made sure I was
Did
okay.
He
before he left.
Okay.
No. There's nothing sexual about it. It's just a kind.
He's
parent.
A nothing sexual about it. You got a huge boner.
The guy, listen,
this guy is a great dude.
The guy's a great dude.
Yeah. I gotta get his baseball
you
card.
Out.
He plays.
If I could find his football card, I would give it to my kids.
He earned the MVP
so
of the Grey Cup.
After
I
calmed
you.
Down enough, he fucking split, and I spent the rest of the night just sitting on a bed with like a fucking blanket on my head, like Ichi the Killer. If you ever saw that, like I just want to make it through the night, and I fucking it sucked, dude. It was one of the worst fucking times.
E.T. with the blanket.
That is so Kurt.
Right,
that whole story is so you.
Well,
that's
out,
amazing.
Yeah, we're out of time, by the way.
It's Dunzo. Yeah,
we're all out of time with that fucking story.
Well, everyone's out of time.
Jesus, you are out of time, Kurt.
Oh my god,
this
Craig,
is
what's going on with
you?
Are you in town for a while?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah, for a few days, and I'm always on the road. All the dates are at getgas.com. And if you want to see some weird pictures, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ILoveGas with two S's. Just a lot of weird pictures. Anytime I'm in a weird situation, I'll always
let me give you a new title. I got gas.
I got gas.
Maybe hold on. Let me think of them.
Let me think of them.
I'm a homeless writer for many years.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell you that story, man. That's a fucking great story. But yeah, there's just a lot of weird pictures on there.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Twitter, and I'll be looking for you guys. I'll come back and join you guys again.
You have to.
Yeah, come back.
Ask you questions as we go. Like, what the fuck? How does this all happen? How do you end up broadcasting this now?
Mistakes were made, and well, yeah. We still got a couple sponsors. Oh, do we got to do our sponsor shit at some point?
We got it covered already, right?
We got it covered?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's all Race Wars.
Race Wars, baby. Peace. Later.